Niggas is hating no boy for sure. The women in love, walk in the strip club. Damn, I miss you. Yo, what is up, y'all? We are back. We are back. We are back for our last one. So, there's a lot just to talk about, you know. There's a lot to be discussed, but this is also the last one for this year. Thank you for everybody that was listening, you know. I appreciate y'all. I'm not really good at this, so just the fact that everybody was listening and tuning in and, you know, I got a lot of different people. Shout out to Bryn. Shout out to Lucas. Shout out to Trinity. Shout out to Ajanae. Shout out to Sid. Just really everybody, even from season one. Shout out to Kobe. Shout out to Cam. Shout out to Tamisha. Yeah. Oh, shout out to the scout team. Shout out to Meg. Shout out to Fudge. I just appreciate all y'all for just coming out here and doing this because, you know, it's better for me just to get an understanding of athletes and non-athletes and just give advice to people out there. So I appreciate you. But let's keep this brief. I want to just update y'all on what's happening in the world. First off, let's get to the NBA. A lot of different people have taken a season one lead. You got the Knicks who just upset at the Celtics at home with a game winner. Not really a game winner, but a game winning steal from stopping them from hitting a game winner. So the Knicks take the season series 1-0 at the Celtics Arena. And the score was 108 to 105. I think that's crazy because the Knicks are the underdogs. Obviously, the Knicks aren't known to be a good team in the playoffs. They choke every year. And I'm shout out to Spike Lee really for just trying to keep up with them, you know what I'm saying? Because to be honest, I would have gave up, you know what I'm saying? The Knicks only have one player since 2018 who stayed on that roster. They've been through player for player to player. So I just think that's pretty cool. The Nuggets upset the Thunder at home as well. The Thunder is obviously the favorite in the series. 4-0 sweeping the – who did they just play? The Memphis Grizzlies with John Morant. Shout out John Morant. He injured. That's the only reason. I believe that's the only reason they lost was because John Morant was injured. Yes, I know they was going to win those two at home, but the two away games was because Ja was injured. Two back-to-back 50-point blowouts. Yeah, I'm not buying it. But with that being said, they were down 20 going into the fourth quarter. They came back. Chet missed two free throws. Two free throws, y'all. That could have tied the game. Like, it would have been over if he would have made those two free throws. He missed those two free throws, causing Westbrook to get the rebound, run down, pass to Aaron Gordon, boom, game winner. Hits a three. But with yesterday, like I said, every team that was not the favorites won. So the Pacers were down 20 the whole game. From halftime, they were down 20. Even in the third quarter, they were down 20. Fourth quarter, they changed, and they were down 117 to 119, okay? 117 to 119. Halliburton gets fouled. He misses the first free throw. Now he has to miss the second free throw because it won't matter if he makes it. He misses the first free throw on purpose. Miles Turner gets the board, passes it back to Halliburton. He goes out and resets. Game winner. Game winner. And he hit the last 5 points as well. So I just think that's so crazy that basically, just don't give up because it's the fact that they were down by 20 almost the whole game and still won by one. Halliburton doing his stuff. What the Halliburton? Like, what? And then the Golden State Warriors as well. Curry got injured. Hopefully, he comes back because, you know, he's the last of the OGs. Anthony Edwards is sending home all the OGs. He sent LeBron home in 5 games. He sent Kevin Durant home last year in 4 games. So Curry's really the last of this generation. I guess Westbrook counts too. But Curry's the last of this generation that we'll see in the playoffs besides Westbrook, who's actually an all-star. And he had 13 points in 13 minutes. He was literally on record to go for 40. And this is all from the first quarter. Next thing you know, he got injured, but they still came on top. They literally still won, so I just think that's pretty cool that they, came on top and won the game. Cause in my opinion, they could have easily lost. Buddy Hield having 24 points and Jimmy Butler, my favorite player right now, having 20 points and 11 rebounds. I think that's pretty cool. But going into the next round, not the next round, but the next game, the Knicks play tonight, and the Nuggets play at night as well, with a 65% chance of winning from the Thunder. 65%. Keep in mind, they had a 70% last game and lost. The Knicks have a 57% chance of winning. Last game, it was 80. So the fact that it changed almost to a 50-50 chance, I think that's crazy. But for Curry, we don't have an update on his injury. He's getting an MRI. But they're saying hopefully it's a slight pull. If it's not, then, you know, at his age, it might be it. Because, like, you know, it could be day-to-day. For an example, my little brother, he is 17. He had the same hamstring sprain, and it was day-to-day. And he still raced and got a 10.95 for the 100 meters. Shout out to him. But Curry, you know, being older, he's 36. I'm pretty sure he's 36 or 37. And as well as he is, you know, aging, his body is different from when he was younger. We don't know. And also, he's doing way more stuff in the NBA. The NBA is way different from just running a straight line in track. So hopefully he's all right. But at the same time, I get it, you know. Let's go into music, though. So music lately has been kind of dry. We've been in a dry spell when it comes to music. Kendrick Lamar doing his thing, sure. I'm not really a Kendrick Lamar fan, but he is on tour right now for his Gen X album that dropped, and he brought SZA along, and they're doing great numbers. I really think SZA's the reason that they're selling out, because not a lot. SZA does not go on concert like that. Kendrick Lamar's Mr. Morale tour did not do well at all. And I'm meaning that as, yeah, it sold some, you know what I'm saying? But it did not do how it's doing right now, and I think it's because of SZA. A lot of these headlines aren't putting SZA in those conversations. They're just saying Kendrick Lamar sold out. No, SZA is selling out because SZA hasn't gone on tour since 2018. Hasn't done a concert since 2018. And now, you know, they sell out. Shout out to DDG, though, because DDG also has an album that just came out, and everybody's saying has no misses. And I think he's number three right now on Apple Music with new albums that came out. That's trending. And he's also number three on streaming for most subs right now. So to be with the most subs on Twitch, because he's a content creator, but also being top three on Apple Music, I think that's very good. But to the good music, hopefully we're getting some new music. We should be getting some. Young Thug should be dropping this year. Gunna should be dropping this year. Drake should be dropping a new rap album this year. We know there's a lot of controversy with Drake. We should be getting, hopefully, another Chris Brown album. I know y'all been wanting some Chris Brown. Shout out to him, by the way, because he is getting blackballed by the whole world for something that he did when he was 16. He just got his second Grammy, and he's been in the game for 15, 16 years, since before I was born. Feel me? And the fact that it took him this 11-11 album and tour for him to get that recognition is crazy, because he's been dropping songs after song after song. Like, there's so many Chris Brown songs that I know that everybody knows, but he's getting discriminated and getting left out because of something that he did, which people have done way worse stuff, way worse, and don't even own up to it. Feel what I'm saying? But shout out to him, props to him. And also some songs, some albums that just came out. Like I said, Gen X just came out. SZA had dropped her Deluxe for her SOS, Keeping Her Streak Alive. I forget what it is. Oh, the highest charting album from a female. I think that's amazing. And then Drake, obviously, with some sexy songs for you with Party Next Door. And Cardi with I Am Music. I think I Am Music was amazing for Cardi because he's taking some time off. But his fan base is amazing. Do you know how crazy your fan base have to be waiting since his last album was in 2020 with Whole Lotta Red? It is 2025, and he did better numbers than he did with Whole Lotta Red. I think that's amazing. Some Sexy Songs for You. Everybody know that's the best album of this year. It's an R&B album by somebody who's not even an R&B person. He has R&B songs, but that man is not known for R&B. When you think of R&B, you think of Usher, Tank, Chris Brown, Jeremiah. You know, you don't think of Drake. And for Drake to come out here with Party Next Door and have some songs on here that are questionable, but also I think there's only two misses out of all 21. That's amazing. It's giving Certified Lover Boy, feel me? Nokia being a number one song. Everybody loves Nokia. If y'all know the song, you know. Who's cutting that shit? Who's cutting that shit? Y'all know it. Y'all know. Because who's calling my phone? No, literally, like, everybody know that's the best song, and that's going to be our summer song, because a lot of people on Twitter are saying we ain't got no summer song for the first time. No, we got one. Y'all just trying to hate on Drake, and I ain't going to let it slide. Feel what I'm saying? I be on Twitter 24/7 defending this dude, because y'all want to hate on him. Like, come on now, lock in. But, like I said, what else? Oh, school's over, y'all. So I just finished my last final. I know y'all happy to hear that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And just shout out to everybody else that are done with finals. You know, this is a good year. This is my third year, about to be a senior next year. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so just shout out to everybody. Shout out to Trin as well. She came on the podcast. She's graduating, so I'm really going to miss her next year. Me and Ajinae will for sure miss her. Bryn's leaving, and like I said, that's one of the most helpful people that I've met in the past year. You know, we only had a friendship for like a good year and a half. So I just think that I'm going to miss everybody. But, yeah, you know, it's going to be a quick short one. I just wanted to update y'all on what's happening in the world with music and rap. And also in the NBA as well. I guess in the NFL, we could talk about how they did my boy Shadur wrong. Giving him, well, it took him like 4 or 5 rounds just to get picked when he was the number one QB in college football last year or this past year. I think that's very sad, and it's only because they're trying to say because he's cocky or he didn't show up to the combine. I don't think that's the case. If LeBron James didn't show up to the combine, he would still have been drafted number one. Let's be for real. You feel what I'm saying? It's just certain stuff that we know what's going on behind the scenes. But, you know, we'll save that for another time, for another day. We'll let y'all dissect that. But we all know that Shadur should have been first round, maybe even first 10, top 10 first round. Feel what I'm saying? But I hope, who do y'all got coming out of the finals? I don't know. I think it's going to be either the Nuggets or the Thunder going against the Celtics or the Knicks. I know that sounds crazy, but I do got either Celtics. Whoever wins this series between Celtics and Knicks wins it all, like goes to the finals. I don't have the Pacers going to the finals. Yes, they're good, and I got them 4-0 in the Cavs. Cavs are like the 2014-2015 Hawks, but I don't got them going that far. But I will say I do got the Warriors coming out on top if Curry comes back. If Curry does not come back, I do not see the Warriors winning. Yes, Jimmy Butler has carried two teams, but think about it. I don't think this team without Curry is equivalent to the team Jimmy Butler had in 2023 at all. At all. There's no Bam on this team. Draymond Green is not better than Bam. There's no Tyler Hero, if you want to count Buddy, sure. There's nobody that has heart like Gabe Vincent in that playoffs. He averaged 20 points in that playoffs, even though, like, for the Lakers, he only gave y'all 6 points. 6 points. There's nobody like, what's his name? Caleb Martin, who averaged 7 points. He still averages 7 points. I'm pretty sure he's on the Hawks. Not the Hawks. What team is he on? The Hornets. He's on the Hornets now. Averaging 7 points per game. He averaged 22 points in that playoff run. That's never happened again. And I don't think nobody on this team can do that. Especially if Anthony Edwards is going off. Yeah, but if Curry comes back maybe game four, and let's say they lose this one, he comes back game three and game four, oh yeah, the Warriors are winning five. Now, if Warriors somehow win tomorrow and Curry comes back, they're winning the finals. There's no doubt. Now, if Curry doesn't come back this series and they win this whole series without Curry, they're winning the finals. Let me tell you why. So in 2016, when the Warriors had lost to the Cavs, and, you know, that 3-1 thing, Curry was injured after game one. And didn't come back until game six. No, he got injured in the Rockets series. They finished the Rockets, and he was out till game four, or I think game five, against the Portland Trailblazers. And that's when he, you know, he had that "I'm back" speech. Now, I don't know if the Warriors got that same in, you know, that same in them as they did in 2016, but I'm just saying it's possible. And when Curry came back, they easily got to the finals. They were up 3-1, should have won, but, you know, shout out Bron for that. But, yeah, those are my picks. It's either going to be the Warriors or the Thunder versus the Knicks or Celtics. But hopefully the Nuggets can beat the Thunder. I really don't want the Thunder to win. I do not like – I like Shea outside, behind the scenes. Like, he is a very, like – I feel like he's a chill guy, and I love his sense of fashion. Like, I be trying to, like, dress like him. Like, not like that. Like, no glaze, but, like, his fashion is tough. So, like, I like him outside of basketball, but, like, he's a free throw merchant. He reminds me of 2018 James Harden, and I didn't like 2018 James Harden. One of the best shooting guards, though, when it, 2018 James Harden. Not better than D-Wade, though, because a lot of people like to debate James Harden versus D-Wade. No. But, yeah, that's really all that I got to say. Hopefully LeBron does not retire this year. It's, you know, he's 41, and they just got swept 4-1. He also has a sprained MCL, something in his knee. Hopefully he comes back. If he doesn't, I don't blame him. He's 41, and his son's in the NBA. Do you know how old you got to be in the NBA? Half the league right now has watched LeBron growing up. He got drafted before I was born. Ain't that crazy? I just think that's crazy. I also think, like, do you, okay, like, just think about it. LeBron had a son before he was in the NBA, right? 2003, 2004, that's when Bronny was born. To play in the league with Bronny and maybe a possible 2 years with LeBron and Bronny, like, to play with your son for 1 to 2 years is crazy longevity. I don't care what anybody says, and that's why LeBron's the GOAT. I know there's more into it, but, yeah, I just think that's crazy, to be honest. But with that being said, I'm just going to end this off with saying one thing. I know I don't be giving advice to people, but I will say, just give yourself a chance. I know when I first started this, I was just doing it for a grade, and I thought, like, man, I really didn't want to do this. This was something that wasn't really on my agenda. I just wanted to get out the way. But once I saw people, how people responded, how people, you know, hearing people's intel and really getting their side of the story, and then hearing, like, oh, Mike, you should keep this up. You should keep this up. I actually like doing this now, and I even might do it next year just for fun. Me and Ajinae, you know, 2025, we might be, you know what I'm saying? We might be coming with our own podcast. But we might keep it on here, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just change it up a little bit. But besides that, that's besides the point. The point of the matter is, like I said, don't be afraid to try things that you haven't tried. Obviously, before, I just like watching podcasts. I watch a lot of Gilbert Arenas, Paul George, Draymond Green. I watch those podcasts. Jeff Teague. But I never decided to do it myself. And for me to do it, I appreciate allowing myself to do it, regardless if it was fourth grade or not. Could have chose anything for the practicum, and to come out here and do it and just to actually enjoy it is what matters the most. So, like I said, just give yourself a chance with anything. That's the main goal, is to give yourself a chance and to just try new things. Point blank, try new things. I will be seeing y'all next year, so I just hope that y'all could just enjoy all these other episodes if you haven't listened to it. If you have, I appreciate y'all again. And yeah, that's really all I gotta say. So without being said, we out.